Baruch Hashem, we started, let me just fix this. We started our learning of Mishnah Berurah, our 16-year journey. Maybe it'll be less this time. Yesterday, and again, we learned the first halacha, that a person has to wake up in the morning. It's not easy, as we discussed. Wake up every morning to serve Hashem. And a person, the Ramah says, Shvisi Hashem l'negdi tamid. Person, as Mr. Magid pointed out, we have it on the valance over here. Mr. Magid's live today. And I mean, he's live yesterday, but I mean, he's Meretz Hashem. Shvisi Hashem l'negdi tamid, that we have to place Hashem in front of us. Again, this is the way Hashem created it, that Hashem is not seen, and that therefore there is a nisayon, a test for all of us, that we think nobody's there, but somebody is there. I remember many years ago when I was involved with Arachim, so at the end they have a whole, everybody gets up and talks about. So one guy, I'll never forget, said, the guy became very from Baruch Hashem person, and they said, the one thing I learned from this seminar is, you know, sometimes when you're driving down the freeway and you look in the rearview mirror to make sure there's no policeman. So he said, I realized that there's always a policeman in the rearview mirror. So and that's a beautiful metaphor. So, and then we were discussing this beautiful, very important Be'er Halacha, where the Chofetz Chaim, again, right at the beginning, gives us the Sheish Mitzvot Kiyuvan Tamidi. The six mitzvot that are, their obligation to fulfill them are constant. Again, belief in Hashem, the uniqueness of Hashem, the oneness of Hashem. Then the last one that we were talking about, Fear Hashem, that's the Shavisi Hashem, the Neg Tamid. And the last one that we were talking about, it's Vav, in the Be'er Halacha on the second page, that we should not, one of the six constant mitzvahs is that we should not go after the thoughts of our heart and what our eyes see. Now, we started that yesterday, but the Chofetz Chaim, I mean, every Be'er Halacha is beautiful, but I think this one is especially significant. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Shnemar, Vosasura acharei levavchem, and the Pasuk goes on, Vacharei nechem. We shouldn't go, the Torah says, we say in Shema, right? Three times a day. Shouldn't go after our eyes and after our hearts. So look at the way the Chofetz Chaim explains this. V'amru chachamim, so our Chazal tell us, acharei levavchem, what does it mean when the Torah says, do not go after your heart? So apikorsus. It's talking about apikorsus. Apikorsus, heretical thoughts. Heretical, that's the word I was looking for, thank you. Thoughts. V'acharei nechem zu aznus. So after our heart is apikorsus, heresy, and after our eyes is referring to znus. Now, znus, again, we usually correctly translate as immoral physical things. Okay, that's, but look what look how the Chofetz Chaim interprets this. Uvichlal apikorsus, included in apikorsus. Again, it doesn't just mean you agree with Darwin, Chas V'Shalom, or you agree with Echvesu, you know, any of these other chevra, as they call it. But look what he says. V'chlal apikorsus, included in apikorsus, who, kol machshava zoros, any foreign idea, listen to this, sheheim hepech das ha-Torah. Apikorsus, included in apikorsus, besides the obvious, is anything that goes, which is opposite of the Das HaTorah, right? So again, so we have to really think about this. Now again, what's Das, Das HaTorah. Das HaTorah is what a Gadol thinks, right? Person who learns more Torah is more in sync with what the Torah... So let's say, do you join the government or you don't join the government, right? So it's a political thing. No, it's not a political thing. If a Gadol, which they have, says an opinion, that's Das Torah. Okay, you could say maybe there's other Das Torahs, but and a lot of things there aren't. Pretty much all the Gadolim are in sync, which makes sense, right? Because it's Das Torah, right? So everybody who's in sync with Torah more than you and I, so obviously, right? And it's a sma that I often quote in the Siman Gimel Choshen Mishpat, that the sma says in Choshen Mishpat, that what regular people think is the opposite of Das Torah. Rashiva told me a story about that with the Rugged Shover and there are some Yachwans, but we're not going to get into that right now. So that to me is a very interesting, right? The Chofetz Chaim is saying this in the Bir Halacha, so this is Halacha, right? Like we said yesterday, Mishbur is Halacha L'maisa. And Znus, V'chal Znus, who Misha wrote, now what's Znus? So again, it's not just running after women. Now listen to this. That znus is included not just physical, immorality, but running after anything physical without any intent for good. Kolomar, what does that mean? Well, I could rationalize anything with that, right? I mean, after all, I need a Lamborghini. I have to get to shul faster. You know, like it's all the same shemai, right? Right? So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim has to say a koloma, right? Koloma. In other words, shloyasa osam k'tei lama bari v'yuchal lishtados b'avos Hashem. The person's, if it's nus, it's his purpose, his intention is not to be healthy, right? You eat certain things, you gotta eat. So maybe they're, but you need them for health reasons, right? Sometimes doctors tell you, eat this. Even, I'm not talking about medicine, but you know what? To eat healthy things. So maybe it's more expensive. Or maybe taka tastes good. I know that's rare, but yeah. And the v'yuchal lishtados b'avos habora. And so you could serve Hashem, right? If you're not healthy, if you eat candy bars all day, you're not going to be healthy. So again, when you eat, you have to eat. Why? Because I have to keep my body going. When you sleep, I don't know about you, but if I don't sleep or if I don't sleep well, zonked. So could you focus on learning? Could you focus on you can't. So you have to sleep enough, you have to eat enough, you have to have a bed that you could sleep in that I'm not saying get a $5,000 bed, but So znus says, rakavanoso tomi lacharbos tanugim gedolim nafsho. Rather, znus is the opposite. The whole idea is to get more, have more pleasure, women, right? Whatever it is, right? Right? Could be whatever it is. So znus is not just sexual. It's, the Chofetz Chaim is saying lahalach. It's whatever is physical for no reasonable reason. So you could there's nothing wrong with getting pleasure out of something. Sometimes we need pleasure, right? But there's... It's a shallow pleasure. It's just physical. Just to have a physical pleasure. We get physical pleasure, but for a purpose. So that sometimes I need it, sometimes, to keep me away from other Averas, or to various things, but also to be healthy, to be, right? So I think that's a very interesting Bir Halacha. Again, that's included in the six mitzvos to midyos. It's part of number six. And again, about Das Torah, V'achreinechem, again, v'achreinechem is where somebody came up to me this past Shabbos, a kiddush, you know, kiddush is very important to talk to people, and they mentioned to me a new disease. It's called amenazinium. It means that you buy something from Amazon and you don't remember what you bought. In other words, people are buying, it's much like incredible. You know, people just buy things, and you see it, and you go, I got it, you know? It's such a good deal. It's such a, right? So really bad, some you don't need it, but, you know. So that is the acharei nechem, right? And again, we could really understand that. Whenever we see something, I don't know, it used to be billboards, it still is billboards, but you know, you see things online, you see that, and all of a sudden, you got to have it, right? So we have to be very, very careful about that. And that's, again, if you want to call that the first halakha that we have in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's go back upstairs to base. Hamashkim lischanen lifnei baro. A person who wakes up early. Again, we're talking about waking up on time to just daven. But let's say more than that. You wake up very early, really early, to plead in front of our Creator. Yechaven l'shos shemishtanos hamishmaros. So a person should wake up and daven and plead to Hashem at a time where there's what? So you know those, there's certain times, Gemara Baruch Hu says, where the same way there's physical watchmen watch over a city. They had watches, right? When the changing of the guard. So too in Shemayim, certain changing of the guard, whatever that means, again, in Shemayim. So a person should try to daven. Now, it's explained that the person is beseeching Hashem for what? Over the Korban Beis HaMikdash, right? I was speaking with somebody today. I think we're getting a keener picture, in case we forgot, that we're in Golos, right? With everything that's going on in America, I saw a very startling thing from newspaper by a from military analyst in Israel. He says the state of Israel realizes that history repeats itself. America did nothing during World War II to save Jews. They're not going to do anything again. They're not going to stop Iran. They're just, history repeats itself, right? And so, you know, like, so we shouldn't make any, shouldn't be any delusions. But so what? So go to Eretz Yisrael. Look what's going on in Eretz Yisrael now. So, right? So that's what Hashem is doing. So we got daven. So some people wake up very early, I was going to say in the morning, but it's at night, to beseech Hashem that all this should end. So when is these times when are fortuitous for davening Hashem for this? So the Shehem b'shlish halayla, at the third of the night point, l'sof shnei shlish halayla, the end of the two-thirds point of the night, l'sof halayla, and at the end of the night. So in other words, the night is divided up into three, and at the end point of each one of those three. Sh'atfila shispalo be'osama sha'os ala korban ve'ala golos ritsuya. Because anything that a person davens at that time is accepted, is received by Hashem. So now the Mishnah Berura in Tess brings down from the Arizal, that you know that people, I don't know if they do this so much, but they have a different system, and that is what we call tikkun chatzos. In other words, not at the third, two-thirds, and the night point, when the mishmaros flip over, but rather at midnight. So at midnight is a special time to daven or the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. You know, some people do this. And there's a whole, right, it's laid out in the Sidurim. There's two, there's one for Rachel, one for Leah, depending if it's a Tachnun night or non-Tachnun night. So there's a Tikkun Chatzos for both. And therefore that's the minhag. And that's, you know, some people do that. But the Mishnah Berurah points out something very interesting at the end of this long Mishnah Berurah test. And that is, he says that if a person is physically weak and he knows that if he wakes up in the middle of the night to daven, he won't be good, right? His day will be all messed up, like I said before. You won't be able to learn, you won't be able to daven well, or you'll be able to learn that. But, you know, like if your sleep is interrupted, it won't be good. So then the Chofetz Chaim says, it's better that he sleeps. It's better that he sleeps. But if you could wake up earlier, like an hour or a half an hour before, and come to shul and daven, that would be the best thing to do. Now, I just neglected to mention something, and that is I want to go back a little. We're talking about waking up in the morning, and a person's supposed to wake up like a lion, right? But we mentioned that that doesn't mean you should jump out of bed, so on and so forth. So I did mention that the Chofetz Chaim says you shouldn't jump out of bed, right, because it might not be healthy. But I neglected to mention, and this is in the Mishnah Berurah Ches, that as soon as you wake up and you're not going to go back to sleep again, right? You know, like people wake up and you look at the clock and then, you know, like go back to, you know. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about when you wake up for good, as we say. So as we all know, and the Chofetz Chaim brings that down. So he brings down that a person right away should say what we call Mode Ani, right? Tchina of Mode Ani, thanking Hashem. Mode Ani lefanecha melechai v'kayim shekhazarta b'nishmasi b'chem la rabba emulasecha. So we thank Hashem whose unbounding mercy woke us up in the morning. Right? That's why I say it's so amazing about being a firm person. As soon as you wake up in the morning, and then again, when we come to show all those brachas that we make, we thank Hashem for things that I'm sure 99.999999% of the people take for granted until it's taken away from them. Right? Again, like I always like to say, the brokar, it's all mine. You know, it's the thing's not moving. You know, the ground's not moving. In California, we appreciate that. Right? I don't know about other places, but we should certainly appreciate that. Or anything. Or I remember Rabbi Chaitz Ekotag Baruch gave a whole shmooze that was seared in my mind about the bracha nosen lesech vivina. You know, that you wake up in the morning and you remember things, the stuff is still on the hard drive, and he gave a beautiful shmooze about that. But I remember that I know somebody that they had global amnesia. It's very frightening. Frightening for the family. I don't know if it was frightening for the person. But Baruch Hashem, they got it back. But, you know, we don't take it for granted. So, again, as soon as we wake up in the morning, you know. Now, again, as you heard from what I said, Mishnah Berurah says, that is the nusach of the Mode Ani. Shechazarta bi nishmasi v'chemla, kama, pause, Rabba Ebunasecha. A lot of times they teach the kids wrong. Shekhazarta b'nishmasim v'chem la rabba emunasecha. That's wrong. That's incorrect. The comma comes after the chemla, rabba nasecha, and it's based upon the pasuk. Also, the Chofetz Chaim says that to say modani, you do not need to wash your hands. We're going to talk about negavasar, as we call it. You don't need to wash your hands because there's nowhere in there a name of Hashem or a sub-name of Hashem. Now, he says also, he says, Nira, it seems, Dasar, you're not allowed to learn before you wash your hands. And he says, you're not allowed to learn anyways because you didn't say Birchas HaTorah, which Amir Tzashem will get to. That's another reason. But to say Mode Ani, that you can do before before Negavasser, because there's no bracha, there's no Torah passages, there's no learning, there's no Shem Hashem in it, and therefore you could do that. Okay. Now, in the Mishnah, there's a very interesting. Okay, let's go on to Gimel. We have a couple minutes left, so we could get this in. Gimel, ro'oy l'chol yorei shamayim, it's proper for anyone who has yorei shamayim. She had meitzar v'doeg, a person should be pained and worried, concerned, al churban beis hamikdash, about the churban beis hamikdash. Again, it's not just a Tisha B'Av 9-day thing. It's every single day. Now, meitzar v'doeg doesn't mean a person should be depressed. But in other words, a lot of times it doesn't bother us, you know? So the analogy, I'm sure you've heard it from me before, is when I was growing up in Los Angeles, here in Los Angeles, as they say, the air came in two types, chunky and extra chunky. Right, terrible air smog. It was really, you say it was like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, really bad. So, but I don't know about you, Mr. Maggi, but when you grow up here, you get used to it. You're wallowing in the filth. No, it's much better now. You can see the mountains which you couldn't see before. I remember, in the summer when I was a counselor in a camp, I came home one day. I remember I was a counselor and there was an activity and I came home and I was young, you know, and I remember I couldn't breathe. I was with my mother, Allah, I was very, very worried. But again, when you grow up in the filth, you don't know what it is. And unfortunately, we're living in the filth. I mean, everybody recognizes that. We're living in the filth of Golus, but it's like living with smog. And we don't appreciate that we're taking in all this garbage. Maybe now we're... But again, we unfortunately can't imagine life with a Beis Hamikdash. Can't imagine. The Gemara says fruits and vegetables tasted different. This is not hard to imagine now because nothing tastes like anything. Everything's genetically modified, so it doesn't taste like anything. And the sky was bluer, everything like that. But again, it doesn't mean that a person should be depressed. It should bother us. It should bother us. Sometimes a person's bothered by something and they're not walking around depressed or sad, but it should bother us. And tomorrow we'll see some interesting Mishnah Berurahs about this concept. Oh, not tomorrow. Right, exactly. Tomorrow I'm in Chasana. So Mirza Shaman, Wednesday. Yes. Abolein Lotel. Hey, Yashkoch, everyone.